Oh, your mum.
And then great. The last thing that I wanted to talk about, which I feel is really, really important, is our animals in this weather. There are still some absolutely ridiculous people who think it's okay to take their dogs for walks in 30 plus heat. And it's really not okay.
Well, the pavement is way too hot to be walking on.
Exactly.
In bare feet.
Exactly. And if you can't hold your hand on the ground for 5 seconds, then your dogs cannot be walking on it. And especially if you've got, you know, the flatter faced dogs, dog breeds, particularly young breeds, older, you know.
Slower as well.
Older, slower, yeah. You know, the thicker fur dogs. It's just not okay. They will not die from missing a few walks, but they will die from heat stroke. So.
Yes, because not only that, but if they collapsed onto that, unable to get up, then they'll have however many third-degree burns or whatever.
That's it. You know, it's just not okay. You know, their little paws and everything and the breathing and, you know, so...
What have you been doing to mitigate that?
So the most important thing, I've been getting up really early to take Penny for a walk. So she gets out before 7 o'clock. So we do like 6:30 to 7:30. We go for a walk. We don't go to the parks because she is so overexcited about the park and playing with a ball that she gets herself so hyped up and even hotter. So we only do road walks, which is perfectly fine. They don't have to go to the park every day. Sniffing and having that kind of interaction on the road is just as good stimulation. So please don't think you have to take them to the park every single day.
That's also your recommendation.
Yeah, it's really not necessary. It's great to go to the park, but the stimulation that they get from just sniffing everything is also really, really great for them. So that's the main thing, is that she's only been going for one walk. I've not let her go in the garden in peak times unless she absolutely has to, and it's to go out, go to the toilet and back in. Now, we're lucky that we have the garden. If you have to take your dogs out, you know, just carry them to, if you can, to a bit of grass so they can go to the toilet, or, you know, the quickest you can get them out and get them back in again. Obviously, lots of fresh water. We're really lucky that Penny likes to drink, so she will just, you know, take care of that. Some dogs aren't so great. So things like a bit of watermelon, cucumber, putting bits of food and treats and stuff into water so they have to fish it out can be really helpful.
Like apple bobbing.
Yeah, exactly. Ice cubes into their bowls. It's not great to give them too many ice cubes, like to feed them, because it can sometimes not be great for their stomachs if they're already over hot. So if your dog is already like overheated, giving them ice cubes might not be great. Cool towels, if you can, if they're, you know, you're trying to cool them down, and like longer haired dogs.
They usual really should just take the coat off, you know.
I know. Usual things like the fans and keeping the blinds down and all that stuff that we would do to keep ourselves cool.
There's also the other thing, which is not animal related, but us related, we forgot about closing the window.
Yes, closing the window during the day.
And opening it at night.
And keeping the heat out and then opening it in the evening.
Which feels completely like averse to what you would think.
But it actually has helped us.
Didn't close it today, I forgot.
No, I did, it's fine. But yeah, closing it early so that you, because once you've got that hot air in the house, you can't get rid of it then.
It's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. Replacing walks for dogs with games and puzzles and, you know, scatter feeding and hide and seek games and all those kind of things so that they're still using their brain. It's fine.
And I think if Susanna were to listen to this, she would probably agree.
I would hope so.
Maybe
you can do lots of things in the freezer, like Kongs, licky mats, all those kind of safe toys. If you've got shaded spots outside, you could do paddling pools, sprinklers,
ice packs. We haven't done that in ages.
Huh?
We haven't done the paddling pool in ages.
Well, the kids kind of grew out of it. And also the grass is not really grass out there. It's weeds and it's very spiky.
Yeah.
So it just popped things.
And well meant for her though, not for the kids.
Yeah, she doesn't really like paddling pools. When we've been on holiday in the past, my auntie's dog, she loves her paddling pool. She's in and out of it, in and out of it all day long. Penny was not really that fussed.
Oh.
But yeah, like ice packs under a towel can be really good. That also can help with cats. So that's the other thing, is trying to keep your cats cool. Cats are not great at sitting on like cooling mats that you can buy and things. But sometimes just a couple of ice packs underneath a towel can be a bit more appealing. But, you know, ultimately cats will just do whatever they want. Tiled floors can be really good.
I wish we had more of that.
For dogs. Yeah. And then the only other thing. Oh, actually, one more thing with dogs. Never leaving them in cars.
Or kids.
Unattended.
Come on.
Kids as well.
We already heard the story of that this week.
Yeah, I know. Never ignore really heavy panting. And no, like, excessive play, sort of fetch games and stuff like that. You really need to watch them.
They do not regulate very well.
Yeah. Especially if you've got a very excitable creature like we do. The warning signs for heat stroke for dogs are excessive panting, thick drool, red gums or tongue, weakness and wobbliness, vomiting, diarrhea, confusion and collapsing. But hopefully you will prevent that from happening. But if it does happen, you need to stop everything that they're doing, move them to a cooler, shaded spot, cool them with water on their tummy and their thighs, create airflow with a fan and get to a vet immediately. The only other thing I was going to mention about small animals as well, because that can also be quite hard. Like we've got the guinea pig and Alice has been trying to keep her cool. So she's put a fan on her. But also one thing that we do is either with a like plastic water bottle that you fill up and freeze, or an ice pack, putting it inside a sock, or wrapping it in some kind of thin fabric because you don't want them to be able to eat it. And then putting that in their cage can really help them to cool down as well. Because, you know, small animals outside, rabbits, guinea pigs, you know, all those in hutches and everything, they're also really susceptible to the heat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my lot.
Your animal recommendation.
Yes, just because I find it so hard to see these poor little things suffering. They can't tell us that they're struggling. So we really need to do everything we can to look after them.
There you go. You've been told by the wise one.